Blog Talk Radio.
Africa.
Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. Yeah, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Good morning out to our loving listeners out there. It's Bismarck here on your radio. It's been a while since we've been on the radio. We've been having some changes made and testing some new apps and new programmings. But it's exciting to be back with you all. It's Bismarck. And I know the year is almost over, but this is 2021. And you're listening to Radio Talk 101.3 with your host, Bismarck. You're listening to the program, Let's Talk. We're going to be discussing issues from around the world, news, entertainment, you name it. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on in the world right now, and we must be concerned. Hey, we're going to be talking about Africa, Liberia, specifically. There's a lot going on in Liberia. Liberia is on a decline, you know. And the political atmosphere in Liberia is in a dictatorial fashion, and there's a lot going on, you know, political corruption, economic corruption. But, you know, the 2023 election is somewhere around the corner. This is 2021. It's almost over. So you got about 2 years and few months. People have already started campaigning. The political atmosphere is kind of tense, most especially with COVID-19 in the midst. The surge is taking a rise right now in Liberia. I mean, it's taking a rise around the world, but the problem with Liberia is its poor medical infrastructure, both facilities and manpower, nurses, doctors. There's a huge shortage of doctors and nurses, and most especially the necessary equipment and medication, and you know, that are needed. I mean, people are dying from simple things, you know, as birth control on a high rate. I mean, yeah, but people die around the world from birth. I mean, not birth control, but giving birth. You know, people die around the world from that, but not at an alarming rate as in Liberia because of its lack of medical infrastructure. You know, the infrastructure is there, but it needs. It needs repairs. It needs to be maintained. It needs to be adequately supplied with drugs. It needs equipment, you know, high tech equipment. Because, I mean, they're still dwelling in the past. These old way of doing things. I mean, we're in a technological age now where things are now computerized. Information data now is computerized, and they are still manually doing some things, you know, slowly computerizing the system. But I mean, but it's standard, you know. Liberia is dragging along, educational wise. Hmm. couple of months ago, there was a release out from the education ministry where it was stated that a large number of high school seniors that took the WIAD exam, they all failed the exam, not just failed the exam, but failed all subjects in the exam. Wow. That's disheartening. There's a problem with the educational system, and we must acknowledge it. We must. You know, you have a high rate of corruption in the schools where students are, you know, monetarily dealing with teachers and acquiring grades. Unacceptable, and it should be unacceptable. Because when these students leave school, you know, they are the ones harmed. You know. And well, this has been going on for a very long time. You know, there has been some corrupt teachers in some schools at times, you know, that would, you know, gave the students passing grades, you know, for money, you know, or for some other, if it's female, some other activity. But the problem here too in this situation now is not just the buying of grades that has been a kind of a tradition amongst some teachers in a lot of good schools, you know, even with the registrars and whatnot. But in this situation now, the problem here is that these schools are not adequately suited with you know, the proper professors or the proper teachers and whatnot, you know. There used to be a kind of exam for these teachers, you know, to verify their qualification before, you know, accepting them in these institutions of learning. But now, there's a lot of people who claim to have money now, you know, through the same corrupt means now, building schools. Everybody wants, you know, those are all financial gains right now. Build a school, you know, students pay money, come to your school, you know. I mean, it's good in another sense, you know, that you're trying to promote education. But what kind of education? Substantive education or just how will I say it, on scale education just for monetary gain, you know. And this is what is going on that is hurting these students, because these institutions don't have quality. They don't have qualified teachers, instructors, qualified professors. I mean, come on. This is not just monetary gain. This is about education, educating the young generation for tomorrow. But these institutions, they've been built by individuals for monetary gain, and because of the system in the country, you know, there's no check and balance, so they get by with it. And everybody is in everybody's pocket. I mean, if you want to, engage, you know, especially, you know, with governmental influences, or you want to engage in gaining a governmental permit to facilitate your institutions, that's the right way, you know, that should be applied, you know, gaining in order to gain full access, you know, those checks have to be made, those background checks, those qualification verifications, exams should be given, you know, teachers' exams, you know. But they get by bribery, you know. Everything now is money because the poverty rate is high. There's a very, very high poverty rate in Liberia right now. You know, so corruption rate is high, extortion rate, crime rate, you know, armed robbery. There's a lot of things, a lot of wrong things that are being detrimental to the society is now on the rise in Liberia. And who do you hold responsible? There is a government. There is a government. What is the government doing? The government should be implementing the laws. Affairs of the government. But what are they doing? They are building up their bank accounts. Selfish gain. Selfish gain. You know? The lack of governance. The lack of governance, the lack of patriotism, you know. It's not about a country. It's not about the people. It's about me, my pocket. That's what they're doing right now. And putting incompetent people into positions. You know, creating, it's almost like gangsterism, you know what I'm saying? But to a political level, you got what I'm saying? Gangsterism to a political level, it's a hijack. These guys have legally hijacked Liberia. And when I say legally hijacked Liberia, they were elected. So they didn't get into power by forceful means. They were legally elected. So it's a legal hijack. You guys have hijacked Liberia and the Liberian people. Everything is in their hands. They're playing the game. They're playing the cards. You know. Sometimes I sit back and, you know, think about the situation there and try to give an analytical thought to it. But I always come out with this conclusion that these guys, you know, it's sad to say, but these guys, the weird government, these guys, the incompetent government, these guys decided that, and I want to strongly believe that they discussed it among them, among themselves, because there's a kind of nucleus amongst them. You know, there's the group within the group. You know, like this Samuel Jackson gentleman always saying the cabal referring to the CPP and, you know, the opposition. No, no, no. The cabal is within the CDC government, within the group. That's the cabal right there. And these guys, you know, like I told you, you know, in analyzing these guys, I've always come to the conclusion that these guys sat down amongst themselves, the hierarchy, the cabal, the group within the group, and decided, say, look, gentlemen, when we get elected, or now that we are elected, and this is our government, we are the government. If there's any problem, we are the government. We handle it. We make the laws. We institute the laws. So, all of us that are in this government, in this nucleus, in this cabal, in this group within the group, make sure that our time there as the government, that you take as much as you can take to sustain your life luxuriously after we leave. Because when we leave, there's no coming back. And I strongly believe this is the discussion they had amongst themselves. They weren't thinking in the fashion of, look, there's a lot been going on in Liberia that, you know, have deteriorated things since the coup d'etat, you know, where Togo, you know, in which Togo was killed, that took Liberia off its productive trajectory. You know, but now we have to revive the system and the country and, you know, take it into the 21st century, in, you know, productively with check and balances. That was not their thought. Their thought and decision was, we are going to enrich ourselves. That's it. Money, 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 money. We are going to enrich ourselves. And if you don't take as much as you can take to sustain your life, your family lives, and all other pleasurable things that you wish to do, you know, places you wish to go to monetarily finance all these wondrous ideas of yours. Make sure you do that and take as much as you want, because when we leave, we're not coming back. We don't care whether the Liberian people suffer. No, we don't care. You know? And whatever debt we put the country in, no problem. The next government will be responsible for it. They will have to handle it. All this thought, they never thought about repercussions. You know? What if some guy gets there and, hey man, this guy decides to change the pattern of corruption without impunity? You know? What if this guy comes there and decides to corruption, you know, and most especially that of to audit and if there's any merit of corruption, prosecute your former government. They never had that thought because there's been a pattern in Liberia of corruption, you know, on a wide scale without any repercussions. Nobody been investigated, nobody been prosecuted, nobody have been arrested, nobody has been sentenced, nobody been, official has been sentenced for corruption in Liberia. And there is rampant corruption, as Doe said when they overthrew Talbot. But then the accusation of corruption levied against Talbot got on a rise from the Doe regime upward. You see, patriotism went out the door. We're no more patriots. This is a money game now. This is no country restoration. This is no country's love. This is no country's redemption. This is no country prosperity. Nothing. This is a money game now. It's all about individual gain, selfish greed, the greenback, money, money, money. You know, people say money is the root of all evil. No, it's not money is the root of all evil. No, it's the love of money is the root of all evil. You see, the trajectory Liberia is on now is hugely questionable because can we survive? Can the Liberians survive the rest of the first term of the George Weah's regime, government, you know, dictatorship? Can Liberia, the Liberians survive, you know, the rest of his first term, 6 years, you know, 2023. Looking at the, you know, the abject poverty in Liberia, you know, they've deconstructed the whole society, you know. And it's so pathetic. It's so pathetic that even the international world is alarming it. But these guys don't care. Like I told you, these guys are on a mission. They are on a mission. The George Weah government, they're on a mission. And these guys that are within the nucleus, the cabal within the group that is within the group that is within the CDC group, you know, these guys are on a mission headed by George Weah. Amassing of wealth illegally, They don't care. Are they going to get away with it? So that's what they believe. It's been a pattern that people have gotten away with it. Ellen Johnson Sirleaf and her government, the members of her government got away with it. And some of these same guys were in the Ellen government. Members of the Senate, members of the House, members of the judiciary, all corrupt, highly corrupt institutions of government. Highly corrupt institutions of government. Destroying the reputation of Liberia, deteriorating the possibility of growth and sustainability for the people of Liberia. What is their game plan? Definitely not in the interest of the people, but in their own interests. In their own interests. Each and every one of them. And the crazy thing about it is that you can see in the international world how criminals, are figured out, investigated, and prosecuted, These guys have risen the flags on themselves, driving their attention to themselves, because they believe that this has been a pattern in Liberia where people have gotten away with it from the past governments, past administrations, so they as well are going to get away with it. So why not steal as much as you can? And that's what they are doing. The George Weah government, they are stealing as much money as they can, because that is the plan. That's the master plan. The cabal, the nucleus, the group within the CDC group, that is the George Weah group. That is the true cabal there, Mr. Samuel Jackson. You see, you always trying to bring down good reputation of that of Mr. Alexander Cummins, a highly respectable gentleman, highly respectable, that Liberians should look at as a role model, despite his political ambition. Let's put that aside for a minute. Let's put Mr. Alexander Cummins' political ambition aside for a minute. This is a Liberian man who gained education, struggled in the working world, worked from the lower level, advanced himself into higher education, gained his higher education, and in the process advanced himself gradually into the corporate world to the level of vice president for a Fortune 500 company, Coca-Cola. A Liberian, Mr. Alexander B. Cummins. Let me tell you something, Liberians. This is no time to play when it comes to the next election. This is serious. Liberian people, your lives are on the line. Your survival is on the line. Your sustainability is on the line, Liberian people. If you mess up 2023 and elect the wrong person again, as you did when you elected George Weah, because statistics, analysts, all have concluded that George Weah was the wrong selection of the Liberian people, and this is the result now. The Liberian people are in abject poverty, suffering. No jobs. Those that are working can hardly get paid. You know, people can hardly afford food to eat. Some people don't even know where the next day meal is coming from. Those who are working can't get paid, can't support their kids, can't pay the kids' school fees, can hardly pay their rent, can't afford food because, you know, the farm, you know, everything is in chaos. You know, the suppliers, those who supply the food, those the market, they are having problems. So they raise the price on the consumers. You know, and the consumers, you know, as the price is being raised, those who can hardly afford it, it becomes more difficult to even afford it. And you can't blame the marketeers, the business people, is because they are finding it difficult to get the goods to where it's supposed to be, to the consumers, to get them to the consumers. They're paying at a higher rate. Everything is, you know, has been deconstructed to suit their agenda. Things that were working in a systematic way has been deconstructed to work in their fashion to amass their wealth, to fill their pockets without accountability. You got Samuel Tuer, their finance ministry. You know, he's the architect. He's the architect of the whole of the cabal, the group within the group. The group within CDC, George Weah government, the cabal. Samuel Tuer is the architect among them on the financial level. You see? Industrial corruption. On the industrial level. Corruption on the industrial level. These guys, you got Samuel Tuer, they're cooking the books at the finance ministry. He's cooking all the books, you know, for the cabal, the group within the CDC, the group within the group, the George Weah government. The guys of greed, selfish greed. You know, stealing from the Liberian people, stealing every cent, every penny they can. Because they said to each other, when we get out of here, we're not coming back. Because they won't let us back, knowing what we have done. So take as much as you can. So you see, who's going to come and reconstruct this whole thing that they have deconstructed to put it back into the systematic order or function? Like I was saying, you know, let me tell you a story about Cummings, Alexander Cummings. I didn't know Mr. Alexander Cummings from nowhere till Mr. Cummings decided to run as a candidate of the ANC. Being that I didn't know him from service in the Liberian government in no way, no fashion, I decided to check him out, as every Liberian should do. Liberian people, when somebody say they want to be president of their country, check them out. Know what kind of person it is. Don't let your sympathy exceed your interest, because this is what is causing a problem in the country now. You people sympathize with George Weah, our football player. Yeah, we all agree, and we do acknowledge George Weah for the pride and dignity he brought to Liberia as a professional soccer player from Liberia in the world. Yes, we acknowledge that. Yes. But we're not going to let that, you know, confuse us and lead us to misbelieve that he can be president of Liberia. That was the problem. That was the mistake the Liberian people made. They let their sympathy exceed their interest. Their interest is for Liberia to be a developed country that will give each and every Liberian the same opportunities and equal justice and fair justice for all. But here is it now. You didn't vote in your interest. You voted for your sympathy. You sympathize with George Weah that he's a professional player and that he loves Liberia. He comes from Gibraltar. He comes from down there. Yeah, this man would think about doing something good for us because he knows down there. He's been down there. He's from down there. He's seen down there. He's felt it. So he will change the trajectory and make things better for all of us. But he didn't. And he's not doing it. And that's not their intention, Liberian people. That's not their intention. You're not going to get them to do what they didn't intend to do. All these little cosmetic jobs they're doing in Liberia, these little solar light poles, these little markets, these entertainment sites and things, you know, these are cosmetics they are doing to the country to confuse your loyalty to the opposition and to devote your loyalty to CDC. To the cabal within the group, within CDC, George Weah Group, to think that they are in your interest. But that's not what your interest is about, Liberian people. Your interest, Liberian people, is to give you good lives, to create jobs for you, jobs that you can be able to work and sustain your livelihood, to be able to earn money and take care of your family, where you can feel proud of yourselves that you are earning money, honestly, to take care of your family, take care of yourself and contribute to the society. And you can rely on equal and fair justice within the society, within the country. And you can rely on a government with good governance, with a systematic form of governance where there is check and balance. This is what your interest is, Liberian people, where you can get good paying jobs. You can be able to be a part of your own economy, be a part of your business sector, where you can grow a middle class. But there is just the rich and the poor. There's no middle class. Real good companies cannot come to Liberia because they can't thrive in this kind of atmosphere. They can't work and make money in this kind of atmosphere. They can't bring their $1 million, $1 billion businesses to Liberia in that kind of atmosphere to invest and create jobs when they know they will not make profit. Instead, they will go into deficit. They will lose. You see? That is not the intention of a businessman. You see, during the days of Talbot and Tonma, when they had Bung Mines, Bung Mining Company, they had the Lampu Yekepa Company, they had the Bumi Mining Company. I mean, there was a lot of companies. Liberia was industrious because those leaders decided that Liberia is an independent country, a sovereign country, and we need to develop our country to give our people the same kind of life like other countries. A life of hope and productivity and progress. This is not what is going on. So let's go back. Like I was saying, I decided to check Alexander, Mr. Alexander Cummings out when I heard about him running for president. Because in the arena, there is no one you can relate to there that gives you a sense of hope in their presidency or their candidacy. No one. Not the Joseph Boyka. Not the Bernard Yuri. Yum Lee, she's not really interested in running. She's a very good senator. And as much as we need a good leader, we need an effective Senate and House. The Liberian people need an effective Senate and House. You need effective leaders in the Senate. You need effective leaders in the House. You do. As much as you need good president, you need good leaders in those institutions of government, the first branch of government, the legislative branch. You need respectable people, honest people, patriotic people, honest patriotic people. That's what you need in the House and the Senate. Not people with selfish greed for money and power, no. But people with the desire to serve and to make a difference in society, to serve in the interest of the country and the people. Those are the people you need with transparency. You know? People like Darius Dillon, people like Yum Lee, Senator Yum Lee, Senator Darius Dillon, those are people with integrity, deserving as role models. Those are the kind of people you need in the House and the Senate. People like Representative Yeke Koruba, one of the loudest voices in Liberia. Even though sometimes his adjectives and things might be of his choosing, not everybody's choosing, you know, but sometimes, you know, he's arrived at that, you know, emotion because of what's going on. Like Dillon said, he doesn't blame Yeke Koruba for being so loud because the system of governance makes him that way. The corrupt system of government makes him that way. The corrupt system of governance makes him that way. He's an alarming voice for the people in the government. You need people like that to serve within the legislative branch, the House, the Senate, to support that of the executive and that of the judiciary. The judiciary branch should be one of the most honest branches of government. Serving the people, justice, the rule of law, the application of law. The representation of law, the council of law, the judiciary branch should be one of the most honest branches of government. To withhold the Constitution and the laws of the Republic of Liberia. The founding fathers, when they created the Constitution, they took all of these things in thought. And made it possible to adhere to these things. And we should adhere to them. People like those. But now who can we get as the leader? The man that would lead this body into prosperity for the people. Who? 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 Who is the one? So I decided to check out Alexander Cummings, Mr. Alexander Cummings, Alexander B. Cummings. And this man's resume, his bio, really impressed me as a librarian, as a person. I said, wow, this guy's a role model for the youth, for all librarians. This guy has achieved education and his status in society. He has accomplished a lot. Being humble. And I tell you one thing, librarian people, the reason why people haven't heard about Mr. Cummings is because he's not a boastful guy. He doesn't go around boasting about what he has or what he knows or what he can do. He's just a normal guy who does what he thinks is right and applies himself to the situation and the scenarios to help others. Not to go and be boastful of it, but just to do his honest duty as a human being. Most people haven't heard of him because he doesn't go around boasting of himself, who he is and what he has done or what he can do. But this man, Mr. Cummings, his bio and his resume really impressed me. Never worked for the Liberian government. Never implicated in no corruption in Liberia. Has achieved a lot, accomplished a lot, became vice president of a Fortune 500 company where he's highly respected, still serving on the board and other company boards, has a philanthropic organization, was retired from the company, and is a millionaire, and is now doing substantial work in Liberia, and has been quietly when he wasn't even engaging in the politics. I listened to some documentary from some Liberians in Nigeria that spoke highly of Mr. Cummings, how he was very helpful to Liberians that went to Nigeria. And the guy himself, those guys himself, they said, well, Mr. Cummings will not even remember us because he's not the kind of guy that boastful. He doesn't do it to say, oh, I did it for this, that. No, he does it because it's needed to be done and he has the capacity to do it. But to see a man of that status trying to be president, to lead Liberia, an administrator, which Liberia needs right now. Liberia needs a very good administrator. A man who can turn things around into a functioning system again with no fear. With no fear of the repercussion, that will do the right thing, that will not tolerate corruption, that will try to eradicate corruption, that will try to end poverty, that will create jobs, create growth, attract opportunities from investors into Liberia, sell our natural resources and products for its actual value, to bring back revenue into the country. That will bring some value back to Liberia. That will create value in work, in employment, good salary, good pay. A judiciary system of high caliber, honest, sincere civil servants, patriotic citizens that will serve in the judiciary and bring credibility back to the judiciary. Honest, transparent lawmakers in the legislature. like Doris Dillon, Senator Doris Dillon, Senator Yomley, that of Representative Yeka Koruba, people of those statures serving with credibility. We need a leader of transformation, a visionary, as Stolber was, you know. And I see this in Mr. Alexander Cummings. When he first came and said, they refer to him as a stranger. How can you Liberians refer to your own Liberian as a stranger? God send you your own Liberian that could help dig you out of the hole and give you a better life, but you refuse him. You refuse him. And you know he's a good man, but you refuse him. Mr. Alexander Cummings is the best candidate amongst all the opposition candidates to become the president of Liberia and to lead Liberia into prosperity, to create a change, to bring back that systematic form of governance, transparency, and lead Liberia into a drastic change into prosperity. Mr. Alexander Cummings is the only one. Mr. Alexander Cummings will prosecute, will audit the former governments to know what he's taking over, what is being left, what is actually being left there. He will audit them, and he will make sure if there's any merit of corruption by the former government of Mr. George Weah, he will prosecute them, even that of Madam Ellen Sirleaf. He will prosecute them. He will investigate them, prosecute them. And the judiciary system, if they're found guilty, will be sentenced to jail time for corruption. And when I mean jail time, not small jail time. Minimum years for corruption in Liberia should be 50 years in jail, minimum. Depending on the severity of the corruption, then we increase the sentencing time. You see? But Mr. Alexander Cummings will do that because he wants to cut off this pattern of corruption, that his government will not tolerate any government official engaging in corruption, because as he prosecuted the former government, he will prosecute members of his own government. And he himself is not above the law. And he himself is found to be corrupt, can be prosecuted. That is Alexander Cummings. Liberian people, how do you want God to give you your gift of prosperity with a good leader? Choose Mr. Alexander Cummings. Choose Mr. Alexander Cummings. Make him your new leader, the best you have. He will bring prosperity to Liberia. You see? He will bring prosperity. So why have him there and be confused? You've seen what the George Weah government have done in a short time. 2023, when you go to the polls, before you go to the polls, let me say first of all to the CPP. Choose Mr. Alexander Cummings if you really want a change in Liberia. Change for prosperity. If you really want that, choose Mr. Alexander Cummings. But if you don't want nothing else, you want the same old thing like George Weah and the Ellen government, you can choose Boyka. Because Boyka, I'm sorry to say, but Mr. Joseph, Vice President Joseph Boyka, that served 12 years on a matter Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, is a failure. Vice President Joseph Boyka is a failure. He served under one of the most corrupt governments Mara Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. The most corrupt government, one of the most corrupt government, Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. He served 12 years with her. The first 6 years, he was with her, and she brought him back the second 6 years, second term. Why? Ask yourselves, why did Ellen keep Joseph Boyka for 12 years? Why after the first term she didn't choose a different one? Because she knew Mr. Joseph Boyka was a man that would see the corruption and won't do nothing about it, would keep quiet about it and still be a loyalist to her. And there is allegation that he partook of the corruption, some of the corruption in Liberia. And this is the reason why Joseph Boyka did not say nothing during the campaign time when Ellen Johnson Sirleaf took George Weah at that time, who was a candidate of the opposition, to do groundbreaking ceremony on a road leading to Vice President Boyka's county. Instead of taking the vice president at that time, who was Vice President Boyka, the president, former President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, did not do that. Instead, she took the opposition candidate, George Weah, with her to do the groundbreaking ceremony to show Joseph Boyka that she was not in favor of him and she would not support his candidacy, even though they were from the same party, the Unity Party, and he was her vice president at the time. She was showing him directly, definitely, that I'm not going to support you and that George Weah is my candidate that I'm going to support. He's going to be the next president. And she amplified it by showing George Weah that you are my choice. And here is Joseph Boyka still loyal to Madam Ellen Johnson Sirleaf. Why? I listened to a couple of his recent interviews with Henry Pedro Costa on the Costa Show. I like Henry Pedro Costa. His platform, his media, is very informative. He brings you a lot of information from Liberia, reliable information. Thumbs up to you, Henry P. Costa, on the Costa Show. That emphasizes on Liberia and its condition. Thumbs up, Costa. He has brought a lot of attention to Liberia, Henry P. Costa, through the CPP. I mean the COP. Pardon me, through the COP. You see, and it's a very strong pressure group. But Heron P. Costa supports Joseph Boyka, which I think is a mistake, Mr. Costa, most especially for your brilliant mind and your contribution to change in Liberia and your intention towards the foundation of a good government, of good governance with accountability and transparency that we bring in the criminal code of the War Crimes Court and that of the Court of Corruption, you know, Economics Court, the War Crimes Court and the Economics Crime Court. Those are institutions that will bring great change to Liberia and set Liberia on a standard and trajectory of accountability. You know, eradicating corruption, because there will be a repercussion if you engage in corruption. If you are found out, you will be investigated, and there is merit of corruption, you will be prosecuted. That's the system that Pedro Costa, Henry Pedro Costa stands for. That's the system all Liberians wants. That's the system we need. That's the system that is on the books of the laws and constitution of Liberia, but it's not being implemented. It has been what? Deconstructed to suit their agenda. The cabal, the group within the group, the group within the CDC, the George Weah group. You see? So thumbs up to you, Costa, but it's a mistake to support Boyka. You have your right to your support, but this is just my opinion. Boyka, Vice President, former Vice President Joseph Boyka is a failure. Why I say he's a failure? He was there for 12 years with Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, one of the most corrupt presidents of Liberia. A woman who gained status, great status, first woman president of Liberia, first woman president of Africa. That kind of status. People were hopeful that she was going to turn things around because she has been through it. She was jailed. But instead, she came, she brought back the system of governance. We must also give her credit. She took Liberia from a destructive point, destroyed during the war. The system of government destroyed, the infrastructure destroyed, the human capacity all destroyed. So she took that Liberia from that point. She brought back the system of government, system of governance. She brought back, you know, she made some changes. She revitalized things and tried to put us in some form of developmental trajectory, rebuilding the hydro and all these things. But she lacked the priority, could have been accomplished in these 12 years, which was substantial to the growth of Liberia. Electricity, permanent electricity, permanent running water. These are things that should have been prioritized by her government and should be prioritized by any government. Even the Weah government did not prioritize it. Because why? Look, Liberian people, you must understand, criminals use strategy. The strategy here is being in the pockets of the business people, people with the money. If they gave you electricity, they won't be able to amass wealth in that way of electric power in Liberia. Now, why I say that is because why? Country is being ran on generators. Generators. Homes, everything, businesses, government, everything. Who brings in the generators? These entrepreneurs, these business people. And the government compel you to use these things because they have not given you the electrical facility to use, so you are forced to use generators to create electricity. So therefore, you have to go and buy these generators. And these business people, they make the money. And in making their money, they fill the pockets of the government officials in this environment. Same way from Ellen, same way now. But that shouldn't be. Because electricity is the generating power of revenue in every form and fashion. I'm not just talking about the electric company in Liberia making money from electricity. No, I'm also talking about the million and billion dollar companies that will come to Liberia knowing that there is electricity. They don't have to go and buy generators. They don't have to buy gas or fuel for the generators. to sustain their business, because that's a they're putting themselves into deficit, into losses. You can't afford it. You can't. How long are you going to sustain your business on buying fuel for generators, replacing generators? No. So these things are not bringing in the kind of businesses you need to come in to create massive jobs, to create hundreds of thousands of jobs, millions of jobs. And you yourself as a government are not creating jobs because you don't have that capacity also. You are lacking these major installations. Well, you fool the people because of the high rate of illiteracy. People don't even know their own rights. So they are satisfied with just the little they have. The little you give them is satisfied with it because they don't know their rights. When the likes of Henry Pedro Costa and the COP and the Yeke Koroba and the Dillon come and the Yombi come out with all these protests in favor of the rights of the people, in the interest of the people, then the people get to see what their rights are. And yet and still, some of them still don't go support it because they are ignorant. The high rate of illiteracy does not allow them to understand the intricacy of what's going on, how it's affecting their life, why they are in this poverty, this abject poverty, why they are in this period of suffering. Can't see no light at the tunnel, at the end of the tunnel. Education is a major changing point in Liberia. Genuine education is a major changing point in Liberia. And that will only be achieved if you have a leader that knows the importance of education, unlike George Weah, who fabricated everything about his education. This man has no morals as a president. And his wife, Claire Weah, she doesn't even have the country at heart. She's just there for convenience. George Weah, the president George Weah, he has all his girlfriends around. Ghana all over and throwing it in her face. Even girlfriends right there in Liberia, throwing it in her face. She doesn't care. Because she's there for convenience. He has put her in the budget. So she's there to take the Liberian people money without any remorse. Don't care for the Liberian people with no interest in the Liberian people or in Liberia. But yet and still, to take the Liberian people money. She's a fictitious. I mean, she's a pretentious first lady. This whole government is a pretentious government. George Weah and Claire Weah, there's no real relationship there. It's just a matter of convenience. All these people in the government, the Nathaniel McGill, the Finabono, Jefferson Koji, the Samuel Twere, the Eugene Nangwe, all these corrupt criminals in the Liberian government, destroying the Liberian government. And they fail to realize that they raise their own flag of attention to corruption on them by doing things, gaining things that they couldn't accomplish because they didn't have no financial background. They didn't have no financial security. They had nothing before. But all of a sudden, they got more than what? I don't even know how to say it. And these are all the ways that they have drawn attention to themselves that we are stealing your money, librarian people. You see what we're doing? We didn't have it before, but you see all what we're doing, building houses here and there, mansions for ourselves, for our girlfriends, having property abroad, this and that, the kind of cars we ride in, the kind of life we live in. We never had it before. We never could. But all of a sudden, we can do all of that because we are stealing your money, librarian people. But you still don't want to realize that, librarian people. And you, librarian people, are the ones suffering. Nurses, doctors, police officers, military officers, immigration officers, all these intricate parts of the government, people that are really working, they are paid little or nothing, little, just $150, $200. Is that money to pay somebody for a whole month? These hard workers, nurses, doctors, police officers, military personnel, immigration officers, the Navy, all these things? Come on. You are creating an environment catering to corruption. Because these people are working hard and working for their livelihood, but can't sustain their livelihood. Because what they earn is nothing compared to you, government officials, senators, representatives, members of the judiciary, members of the cabinet. What you people earn monthly? You people are living a lavish lifestyle because the budget of the country is catering to your pockets, to your paychecks. While these people who are the civil servants, these people who are really working, are paid nothing. But if a Cummings government get there, Cummings will change things. Cummings will change things. Cummings will create value in work, value in jobs. Police officers, immigration officers, security apparatus. These people should be making nothing less than $1,500 a month. The military, they should be making nothing less than $2,000 a month for a private. Then as you are elevated in ranks, your pay increases. Same with the security apparatuses, police, immigration, all of that. The nurses shouldn't be making nothing less than $2,000 a month. Doctors should be making anywhere from 2,500 and above, depending on your kind of specialty. You know, if you're a specialist in any field, you know, brain specialist, orthopedic specialist, you know, neuro specialist, these people should be paid handsomely by the government because they are working. Those are career people. Then the members of the legislature, the senators and the representatives, they should be making between $3,000 to $5,000 a month. Members of the cabinet, they should be making anywhere between $2,000 to $4,000 a month. Not more than that. Come on. We have reconstruction. Don't create a payroll resembling that of the United States of America. You don't have the kind of budget the United States has. The budget of the United States is in the trillions. Liberia, you just 500 million. Even though Cummings wants to take it to a billion, then maybe 2 billion and more. But Liberia needs a leadership like Alexander Cummings. Seriously. Liberia needs a leadership like Alexander Cummings. An administrator like Alexander Cummings. A man with the desire to do the right thing, to lead the right way. A man that has his own money. He's a millionaire already. He made his own money, honestly. He made his money a way that Liberians, young Liberians, can learn from and lead in society as he did. Cummings is the only candidate within the CPP, the opposition, that is the rightful candidate to lead Liberia into prosperity, to bring the necessary changes that Liberia needs. An honest man. A man that has already been showing what he's capable of doing in Liberia. The developmental work he's had here, his philanthropic organization has been doing there. He has been doing the Science and Technology Institute there that he's so proud of, where he sees the possibility in the youth of taking Liberia to another level in technology, which is important, taking Liberia into the 21st century. We haven't even gone into the 21st century yet, while other countries are flourishing there. Look at Ghana, Ivory Coast, Guinea, Nigeria, Sierra Leone. We are left behind. We are declining while they are progressing. But I also want to congratulate that of Mr. Alexander Cummings for appointing Mr. Isaac, a gentleman that is well-versed in intellect, that knows what it is and knows what is to be done to get Cummings out there, being known by the Liberian people, engaging with the Liberian people, and letting them know why Mr. Cummings is the rightful candidate to lead Liberia into prosperity and to bring in a war crimes court, economic crime court in Liberia, to prosecute, to audit and prosecute those former corrupt officials of government, to lay the path of no tolerance of corruption in Liberia, the path of transparency, good governance, accountability, morals in the presidency. That is Alexander B. Cummings, gaining our international reputation again, putting Liberia back on the map, putting Liberia on the stock market, because Liberia has the products and resources, making Liberia relevant again. Letting Liberia control its resources. Alexander Cummings is the man. It's the man that can challenge the world and not be a burden on the world, not be a beggar to the international body. Every day, Liberia is begging for this, begging for that, begging for this, begging for that. Now that we have the coronavirus that is very dangerous in Liberia, killing people is the main priority right now. Liberia is begging for vaccines instead of buying vaccines, putting the lives of the Liberian people at stake based on the sympathy of other countries and organizations. That's not what a government should be doing. It can't always be begging. Liberia needs to be giving to other countries. Got Ghana. President Akufo-Addo said Ghana has enough resources to control their own economy and to refuse that of handouts from the international world. Liberia has the same possibilities. We have the resources, but we need the right people to institute the measures to control these resources in order for Liberia and the Liberians to benefit from it, take Liberia into a prosperous future. I congratulate you, Mr. Alexander Cummings, for appointing Mr. Isaac Vah as your chief of staff. I have the utmost confidence in him that he will exhibit the duties and the office excellently, and that it would take Mr. Cummings and the ANC party, the CPP, on the trajectory towards success. Mr. Isaac Vatakwa, Iva, a good friend of mine, a good friend through the internet response, you know, through Radio Talk 101.3. We've kind of dialogued through the internet, and he also previously, and is somehow still one of the panelists on the Costa show. So I drew interest into his analysis, political analysis, you know, and his desire and format for leadership. So I have utmost confidence in Mr. Isaac Vah Tokba, and I've also researched him, that he would bring the right kind of chief of staff leadership that Mr. Alexander Cummings needs. And there's more to be done, and it will be done, and that is the beginning. And Liberian people, I want to let you know, I'm saying this again, Joseph Boyka is a failure. Do not elect Mr. Joseph Boyka as the next president of Liberia. He was 12 years with LA in a corrupt government where he never spoke out. He never sounded any alarm. Even when Ellen Johnson sidelined at him during the campaign, he never sounded any alarm about any corruption that is glaring to the Liberian people, that even Ellen herself acknowledged in reference to the oil company concerning her son and other issues, other members of her government. So Joseph Boyka never sounded the alarm. He never said nothing. And even up till now, he's still not sounding the alarm. I don't think Joseph Boyka will bring the War and Economic Crime Court to Liberia to prosecute Ellen and the rest of them. I don't think Joseph Boyka will do that. Because his most recent interviews that I've listened to, he spoke of his connection with Ellen, how they are close, and that he still confides in her, and he still believes in her support for his candidacy, propelling him to that of the presidency, that he's confident in her helping him raise money. Does this tell you that this man believes that this woman was corrupt and that he's going to bring her before the War and Economic Crime Court? No, not at all. That doesn't tell me that. And Heron P. Costa, you should know better. You, of all person, you should know. I don't understand why you differ from that of Alexander Cummings. Sometimes, you know, you have a right to your choice, though, but it gets so glaring on your show that, you know, you dislike Mr. Alexander Cummings. That's why you would not support him. And the only thing that would compel, not compel, but the only thing that would cause you to support him is if he wins the nomination of the CPP. And just to show political unity amongst the coalition, you do that, but that to me doesn't seem sincere. And you are a major factor in this whole dilemma, because you are the head of one of the most important pressure groups in Liberia, the COP, and every political party recognizes your organization and recognizes you. So I'm hoping that you will see in between the lines and change your support so that you can amass that support for Cummings also amongst the coalition. Because you have that support that listens to you. And I'll tell you the truth, as much as you love Liberia, Costa, we all love Liberia the same way and want the same things you want. But we must acknowledge of who's going to give it to us. Who's the best person to give us that? Despite our differences. I'm ready to look at Alexander Cummings because he's one amongst the bunch that has never been implicated in anything in Liberia with the slightest sense of corruption. And he has shown to be a progressive man, to be a leader. And he has shown his love for Liberia and the Liberian people. He's doing a lot in Liberia. We can't dismiss it. We must acknowledge it because it's all right in front of the Liberian people. And the Liberian people know what Cummings has been doing and is doing. Cummings is important to Liberia in this time. This is the man to take Liberia out of the slums into prosperity, Liberian people. I don't know how to stress this out to you. But Cummings is the rightful choice, Mr. Alexander Cummings. Boyka is a failure. Boyka will not. Boyka is a failure. Boyka cannot bring the kind of thing that Cummings can bring to this country. Boyka was vice president. Yeah, he served in government as a vice president for 12 years. But what were the contributions that he brought internationally, substantive contribution for substantive growth in Liberia that has created jobs for Liberia and all of that, that has led Liberia on a higher trajectory, that brought back, that he as vice president should have prioritized electricity and water and all these things he never did for 12 years. Don't tell me that vice president is just there. No, vice president can do a lot. When Joe Biden was vice president to Barack Obama, he worked. He didn't just sit there as a vice president. He worked. He shared the progressive format of Barack Obama, and he worked. Barack Obama delegated him
on issues, on projects. And he worked, and he had his own in mind. But Joseph Boakai, he sat down there, saw the corruption, did nothing, stayed in the corruption for 12 years. There's allegation that he was part of the corruption. There's allegation that he embezzled money also, and was compensated on deals, but his silence is because his hand is in a cookie jar, just as George Weah's hand is in a cookie jar. Whoever hand is in a cookie jar is not going to bring any form of war and economic crime court to prosecute themselves, which Joe Boakai would not do for Ellen Johnson Sirleaf, because he was part of that cabal during Ellen's time. George Weah was senator, and he was part of it also, being highly compensated, corrupt, taking the librarian people money, but never did nothing. Made no legislation during his time as a legislator, as a senator. Never did nothing substantive. Nothing. Now you can go to the records and see that George Weah did this while he was a senator, this legislation or this bill or whatnot. Nothing he did. Liberian people saw all of this and still made him president. And now Liberia is going in, down in the drain. And now you want to look at Joseph Boakai, who was there 12 years and failed the same way as Ellen, and was a part of that corrupt 12 years cabal that did nothing to substantiate growth for the Liberian people. Instead, they enriched themselves with salary, with pay, with high salaries, that of the cabinet and that of the legislators and the judiciary, gave themselves high salary and benefited from a whole lot of deals, corrupt deals, and they are now millionaires in Liberia while the Liberian people suffer. Do not do that. These people got their millions on your back. They stole your money to become millionaires. But Mr. Alexander B. Cummings earned his millions by working hard. By working hard in a society and in countries where accountability counts, transparency, where you go to jail for corruption, for embezzlement. So I'm proud of Alexander B. Cummings. I'm proud of Isaac Vatokba as his new chief of staff. I see a good display of leadership and judgment. And I honestly feel that Alexander Cummings is the hope for Liberia, to lead Liberia into prosperity. This is a man with a plan. This is a visionary. This is a man that will regain Liberia's reputation on the international world, on the international forefront, Alexander B. Cummings. This is a man that will sign the order to bring in the War and Economic Crimes Court into Liberia, to put Liberia on a trajectory of non-tolerance of corruption and abuse of human rights. No tolerance to that. Equal rights and equal justice. Equal opportunities for all. Equal value for work. Pay. Honest pay for your work, for your career, for your accomplishment, for your productivity. That is Alexander B. Cummings. You know? Liberia has gone backwards into time because of the
lack of adequate leadership. Whole lot of incompetent leadership in the House, in the Senate. You listen to these senators and their representatives in session. They're a bunch of kids. No comprehension. No proper dialogue. No meaningful bills. No meaningful accountability. Nothing. And the little that Darrell Dillon and Senator Darrell Dillon and Senator Yumley and Representative Yakakova tries to bring to these discourses, it's all been distorted by the noise and the unnecessary discussion and argument in this in session between these incompetent senators and representatives that are there for their selfish greed, nothing else. Why are the senators and representatives doing the things that the superintendents and the commissioners were supposed to be doing in the counties and these districts? Those are not the responsibility of senators to be dealing with money. They are there to counter-check the government. They are there to keep the government in line, not to handle finances. They are there to make sure that projects are instituted and laws are applied. It's the duty of the commissioners and the superintendents to deal with the affairs of the local affairs of those counties, their finances, their development, their county officials, their district officials, creating revenue to sustain those counties and those districts. Well, you got these superintendents and the commissioner on government payroll and ain't doing a damn thing for the welfare of Liberian and Liberian people. They're just being paid for nothing, giving government benefits for nothing. While the senators there creating bills to give them money, put money in their hands, talking about legislative engagement. $30,000 for legislative engagement. Took it from Liz. A branch of government that was accountable to government for developmental projects. Now you took it from them where the accountability was, and have diverted it to the individual senators and representatives to pocket these money. Talking about legislative engagement based on your own discretion. You are the financier. You are the accountant. You audit yourself, everything. Who you? Where does it work like that? That you oversee everything. You give account to yourself. It's just a wide range of corruption. Wide range of corruption being applied into the budget. The budget needs to be revisited because salary alone of government officials is 80-85% of the budget. There's nothing left for developmental projects. Nothing left for opportunities for citizens. Nothing. Salaries have to be revisited and adjusted. Senators, representatives, the judiciary, the executive, their salaries have to be reduced to a reasonable amount or to reasonable amounts. And those nurses, doctors, police officers, military, the Navy, immigration, all these paramilitary and security, all of them, their salary needs to be increased at a reasonable amount. And government itself is too big for a small country. Government needs to be decreased so that the salary itself can be cut down. A small country with a huge government, whole lot of people being paid. Government compensation for nothing. Then you got ghost names also for nothing.
Government employees, government officials need to be cut down. Districts needs to be merged. Too many representatives. Tenures needs to be cut down. Representatives supposed to serve for 2 years. Senators serve for 4 years or 6 years, 4 years. Cause them to do the job, because if you don't work, you will not be reelected. And this is something I've always been taking very serious when it comes to Liberia. Liberia's geographical coastal area is eroding. It's eroding. Sooner or later, Monrovia will be gone. Other counties, the beaches and other areas. Governments are sitting there. Ellen government, the George Weah government is sitting there. And from the Doe government, all of them, they've been sitting there and haven't been doing nothing to protect Liberia coastal areas. Our landmass is eroding. That's a priority. We need to be discussing with countries like Japan to help us protect our coastal areas. Liberia needs to be thinking about building a new capital city. These are things that will carry development to other areas, other counties, making the local municipal government important in those areas where they will carry on development and create jobs to alleviate the burden on Monrovia, Montserrat, where it's overcrowded, where these people can be able to go back to those counties and look forward to work, jobs, where they have a constituted government in those counties that are functioning. The county, the commissioner, the superintendent, they are functioning and making sure these things are available, creating revenue to sustain these counties, these districts. Well, I mean, the whole thing has been distorted because of greed for power and wealth. But Liberian people, you can make a change. You can make a change. And to make this change is to elect the rightful person to make that change for you. And that rightful person to be elected is Mr. Alexander B. Cummings of the ANC. That is the rightful person that is going to take Liberia into prosperity. Not Joseph Boyka. Not George Weah. George Weah has already shown his massive failure, his massive incompetency, uneducated and unable to understand and comprehend the intricacy of what's going on, unable to even do press interviews because he does not have the grasp of the English language. And does not want to belittle himself. This man is being ran by the likes of McGill, Samuel Twe, Eugene Nnamdi, Jefferson Koji. These are the guys, Nathaniel McGill, these are the guys running George Weah. That's the nucleus right there. He's dependent on them. Because alone, he's not functional. He knows not how to function. He's incompetent, uneducated. He wasted the time he had when he could have educated himself. Now, he was lucky enough to be a professional athlete. I got millions of dollars, but instead he misuses millions of dollars, went broke, and now is trying to regain his millions by stealing the Liberian people money to amass his wealth. He and the likes of his nucleus of McGill, Koji, Samuel Twe, Eugene Nangwe, all of them, with the notion that there will be no repercussion, but there will be in the likes of Cummings, Alexander Cummings. And we'll be here regularly discussing the issues of Liberia, because it's very important leading to this 2023 election that the Liberian people fully understand what is important, what is at stake, how their lives depend on this, how their vote is important. Every man's vote is very important. We have to educate the people on their rights and how to vote and why voting for the right person is important to their progress in life, to their sustainability. And we will be coming to you, reporting the issues and discussing the issues, because we want the Liberian people to understand the issues, to be able to make an honest analysis of the issue and choose the rightful person as the leader of Liberia, to lead Liberia into prosperity. A man without no corruption, a man with his own money, a man that has worked in the administrative era, a man that has served as a vice president of a Fortune 500 company, functioning almost as a government, dealing with hundreds of thousands of people, millions and billions of dollars, thousands of projects. Millions of people's lives, families. We must educate the Liberian people to vote the right way for their future. And Alexander B. Cummings is the future of Liberia. Alexander B. Cummings of the ANC is the future of Liberia to all Liberians. This is Bismarck here on Radio Talk 101.3. We've been coming to you with the program Let's Talk. We're coming back on air, and this is our first broadcast in a long time. And we've been doing some changes to the station, and we hope that our audiences will understand and our absence, and now that we are back, will continuously follow us and continuously support us as they've done in the past. We love you all, our supporters, our listeners. We love you all. We treasure you all. You've been with us through the past, and we know you're still with us, and we continue with us. And we do love you and want to say thank you. And we won't be doing this without you. So thank you. And we're back. And we're back. This is Bismarck on our Radio Talk 101.3. And we're going to leave you with a song by Sugar Vaughn, a Liberian artist. It's called a Dangerous World, because we're living in a dangerous world now, internationally, you know, locally, or you can see what's happening in the world now. So it's Bismarck. We love you. Have a blessed day. Jesus love us all. And
yeah, yeah, yeah. Put your hands up. Put your hands up. was killing our sisters. Look there, down in Africa, down in Egypt. Hey, that's the first intonation. Spreading around the world like wildfire, like a plague. Oh, what's going on? It's a roll call. It's a call to the world, to the leaders of the world. You can't